This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nominee on Capitol Hill this morning, the president's Supreme Court choice, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, appearing on the Hill for meetings with Republican lawmakers, accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence, who defended the administration's efforts to get her confirmed ahead of the election.
We believe the Senate has an opportunity leader for a fair and respectful consideration. A hearing, we urge our Democrat colleagues in the Senate take the opportunity to meet with Judge Barrett.
The National Guard has been deployed in Cleveland ahead of tonight's first presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. The Cleveland mayor says the Guard was brought in to assist local assets and to make sure any protests are handled in a peaceful way. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Atlanta voters are deciding today who will fill out the short remainder of the late Congressman John Lewis's term. 7 candidates on the ballot for the special election in the 5th Congressional District. That unexpired term will run out this coming January. 2 services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected. The Tampa Bay Lightning celebrating their first Stanley Cup title since the 2003-2004 season, the Bolts beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the final last night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Black Chef, pictured on cream of wheat packaging since back in 1893, is now going to be leaving. Cream of Wheat parent company B&G Foods says while that image is based on an actual Chicago chef named Frank White, some consumers still find the image offensive, so it's now going to be removed. The Major League Baseball playoffs beginning today, they promise to be as unusual as the 60-game regular season was. The postseason includes 16 teams instead of the usual 8. The divisional round, league championship series, and World Series will all be played at bubble locations in California and Texas to guard against the spread of COVID-19. The L.A. Dodgers are the top seed in the National League. The Tampa Bay Rays are the American League's top seed. Today is National Coffee Day.
You the cream in my coffee.
It has both local coffee shops and the big national chains offering deals for National Coffee Day. Starbucks reward members can get a free drink that can be loaded to their account. Dunkin' is offering free hot or iced coffee with any purchase. And at Krispy Kreme, coffee is completely free today. You can find us online for free anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I don't know about you. Maybe it's just me. But I got to admit, some confusion over these scientists and these doctors that we're supposed to be listening to regarding COVID-19. I mean, Dr. Fauci says something and then it's reversed. The CDC is talking, several weeks ago, they came out with some numbers, said that, it's really less than 1,000 people have died of COVID only. I mean, others have died as a result of comorbidities. COVID happened to be, I guess, even then you'd question if it was the final blow that took them out. Without running autopsies on thousands of bodies, how do you really know for sure? You really don't. And in some cases, as some doctors had anecdotally reported, because they were being, in a sense, coerced and encouraged to write down a death as being COVID-related. Again, that's the old saying, you just follow the money. All this stuff has left people, if you've been following it at all, it leaves you in a quandary. And then you hear Dr. Fauci on CNN, on the independents, on the liberal side of the media, and he's pretty loose with his facts and convenient in how he relates his position as he's the striking authority, and he has been consistent on all this. I want to bring Patrick Wood on with us, who is known for his study in the new international economic order, and he's been on top of this as well. Patrick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Nice talking to you.
Okay, so is it just me, or it just seems that these scientists, boy, they've been given a lot of room for error, but you can't talk about it as error, but yet you have to listen to the scientists because they know better. But they've been all over the spectrum here. Wear masks, don't wear masks. You got all these people dying, and then the CDC comes out with this report, as I mentioned earlier, that really, in the bottom line reality is about 1,000 people have actually died of COVID-19 only. The remaining had comorbidities, and COVID-19 was incidental to their death. It wasn't necessarily the specific cause, and not to mention all the other anecdotal stories from emergency room doctors who have said we've been forced to identify this as a COVID-19 death when it was maybe not necessarily the case, but we need the job, and so we're going to go along to get along, so to speak. And meanwhile, America is still scared out of its skull, and they talk about coming back to normal, and I don't care. I mean, some people say, November the 4th, that'll be the day, you know, everything comes back to normal, you're out of your head. There's been so much fear in the psychology of the body politic and American citizens at large that I think the damages that has been done will continue far into the, you know, coming years, Patrick, my humble opinion.
Well, that's a good opinion, actually. I think that this whole crisis is not going to go away. It's manufactured from the get-go anyway, but it's not going to go away anytime soon. It doesn't matter who gets elected. The CDC actually said there was about 6%, I believe, of the overall deaths that were directly attributable to COVID-19. Of course, we don't really know that either, but if a perfectly healthy person goes into a hospital and they have nothing wrong with them except, they have COVID, and they die, without an autopsy, you really don't know what they died from, the bottom line.
Right.
But the science of this has been bastardized six ways to Sunday, and you can't really believe any of the statistics anymore. They've been skewed in so many different ways that it's impossible to know what the truth is. But if the fact is that only 6% of the people that have died exclusively had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's traditionally, whenever a death certificate is created when somebody dies, traditionally what went on that death certificate is what killed them.
Yes.
If you had a heart attack, it didn't matter if you had diabetes and blood clots and this, that, and the other. If you died of a heart attack, you put down a heart attack.
Yes.
And that's what you died from. And this has always been the way they did it, but they flipped this on its head. Now it's not what you died from, it's what you died with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's all different.
Right.
It's meaningless. It's absolutely a meaningless statistic.
So you know, what has happened here is America's been forced to, you know, delve into the realm of this conspiratorial because of all these false narratives that are flying out there, Patrick. What is behind all this? I mean, you know, some people, you know, I mean, the quick answer is, oh, well, it's the forces of the Democratic Party and wanting to undermine Donald Trump. But I think it's more than that.
It is far larger than left-right politics in America. It would be totally egotistical of us to think this is just about America. It's not about us. This is a global program. The entire planet is locked down right now. And it's not just us. And, you know, we can't blame the Democrats or the Republicans for this. This is a technocrat coup d'etat, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And it started way back, January, just before the release of the major study that came out of Imperial College of London that said that all these Americans are going to die and all these great, you know, these Brits are going to die.
Right.
And the policy that they threw out at that very time was shut down all the schools, social distancing, and wear masks. That's where the policy came from.
Right.
And this was
the same people that tried to thrust the old climate change, scenario on us as well, right, that Al Gore has embraced and made movies and gotten an Oscar for.
That's right. It's the same group of people that are perpetrating this whole what I call the Great Panic of 2020, that brought us all of the climate alarmism, especially. I mean, most of this really came out of Great Britain, not all of it, but a lot of it did. And Imperial College in particular, which first blew the whistle on COVID, has been notoriously involved in the alarmist climate change movement.
Mm-hmm.
And same people, same type of computer models, same type of, loon mentality,
right,
of sustainable development, United Nations, and et cetera. And they're bringing this to us now. And it's just as thin can be. But when you see it for what it is, you realize this whole thing is being ginned up, not by politicians, but by these technocrats.
Who stand by them. What's their relationship with China?
China's full of them. China's already a technocracy. What has been declared since 2000, since the year 2000.
So can you say the Imperial College of London and China are hip to hip?
Absolutely. I would say absolutely they are. There's great admiration for China as a technocracy, even though it's full of hypocrisy. We look at it, you know, we say there's no way. But these people that want to impose sustainable development upon the planet, all over the planet, they're all in bed together, and that includes China, and includes Imperial College, includes all of these people connected to the United Nations.
Patrick, we got to go to break, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Patrick Wood after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, America's got to stiffen up its spine a bit here and really follow some of these old chants and memes, we can call them memes in a modern-day sense, slogans that were so much the backbone of our country. We have got to We've got to reassume our position of authority, Patrick Wood. I mean, our Constitution starts out with we the people. And that is not a suggestion. It is not an option. It really commands that we the people be responsible individually and collectively. The country we have right now is the result of we the people. So just look in the mirror and see if you want something different, then look back in the mirror and ask what can you do along the same lines as the big question that JFK presented to everybody in his inaugural address. Well, I want to get back to this technocratic movement that you've been talking about forever, Patrick Wood, and I just so appreciate your vigilance to do this and to keep it in the forefront for people to understand, because sometimes it takes a while for people to get their brains around what is happening. You know, the insurgency of evil and malignant forces who have come into our country here, and we're just kind of shrugging and thinking, oh, it can't possibly happen here in the United States. But the fact of the matter is that people, the water is up to their, almost to their nostrils, and they think they're just treading and it's all okay. And, you know, soon and very soon the water's going to come down, but it's not. It keeps progressing. It keeps rising, doesn't it?
It does. And this is even worse than the proverbial frog being boiled in,
yes,
you know, hot water.
Yeah.
Water isn't necessarily even hot, but there are so many things happening right now. I think a lot of people just get overwhelmed with the with what is happening, and they look at, you know, four or five news stories in a given day, and they may be conflicting with each other, but on the other hand, they may be absolutely catastrophic. For instance, trying to wrap your mind around right now the fact that the military, in fact, a vast military operation is going to be put into play. It's called Operation Warp Speed, to deliver 300 million doses of COVID vaccine when the vaccines are finally ready from the manufacturer.
Mm.
300 million doses, that's 92%+ of the entire American population. Right now, I mean, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is the military going to be swarming United States soil, targeting civilians with needles?
Yes.
I mean, this just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It's totally out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And the authorities at B say, well, we need something like the Manhattan Project to get this done. And I'm thinking, with all the fizzle that you have with COVID-19, you,
yes,
need a Manhattan Project? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
It's like, you know, why don't you just give it to Amazon, for Pete's sake? Amazon can deliver anything in about 6 hours over, you know, or overnight.
Yes.
And they could certainly take care of 300 million doses of vaccine. They do more than that every single day already.
Yeah.
Well, not vaccines, but, you know, packages and stuff.
Yeah, but now what you're doing is you're saying, let's abandon the Constitution altogether, because what about those Americans that say, I don't want no stinking vaccine. I don't need no stinking vaccine. I don't want no stinking vaccine. What happened to our liberties there?
This is a problem. And I hate to say that all of the big pharma lawyers have already made the rounds to the states many years ago to get legislation passed that would allow them to enforce mandated vaccines at some point in the future. Well, the future has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked to find in Arizona that this legislation already existed. I read it with my own eyeballs and about dropped my teeth.
Wow.
But see, they planned this strategy a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when nobody was looking, years ago, they passed this legislation that would be useful for them today. And many states around America are already, you know, saturated with this kind of legislation. So if push ever comes to shove and they declare another or a stronger health emergency because of some second wave or third wave or who knows, China would release some new, you know, some new thing after this, it'd just be a matter of a governor saying, uh-oh, okay, it's time. Everybody roll up your sleeves. You're going to get a vaccine.
That's
to protect
right.
the public good.
And then tell me that formula has some sort of mathematical equation to 666.
Well, I know.
Am I going too conspiratorial there? But I'm just saying, you know, this is a compelling issue, and this is a coercive issue. This isn't by choice, And this is the way for them to sneak it in. You know, people have, you know, they've read the Bible. They know things like this are coming. And you wonder, okay, how can this happen? Well, the fact of the matter, and you've been blowing the horn on this, is the technology is already here. And it's all so subtle. It's just real simple because initially they've got everybody scared out of their wits. So you got to get vaccinated. So you're going to go in voluntarily. Some are going to go, I don't need no stinking vaccine. So now they're going to have to compel you to do so. And they're going to say, oh, okay. According to our records, you go to check out of the grocery store. You got your groceries all lined up and, you put in your credit card and it's declined. Well, what do you mean it's declined? I have money in there. No, you've got a reason for a pre unauthorization because you've not been vaccinated.
Yes, yes, and this is not far fetched either. I can guarantee you, even if it's not mandated, the airlines, for instance, will say, except that you have a vaccine passport showing that you've had it, you will not fly on our airplane. Period.
Exactly.
Subject.
Right.
Well, this is going to be global, not just in America, but you can multiply that kind of scenario through any given big box store, any type of retail establishment, grocery stores, et cetera. You can't come in here without, you know, if you're not wearing a mask, you can't come in our store. The next thing will be if you haven't been vaccinated, you're not coming into our store. Mm-hmm. So you see, the peer pressure will be incredible for people to get vaccinated, even if it's not mandated by the government.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty crazy because, again, that peer effect, I mean, we're already seeing it. You want to see people turn their heads, don't even dare to cough in a store with or without a mask without people looking at you because you are some potential, you know, spreader of COVID. You mentioned, Patrick, that the CDC, and we're talking of which, has reversed their guidance on the risk of airborne COVID-19. So what does that say about the mandate? Joe Biden says if he's elected president, it's going to be a national mandate for everybody to wear a mask.
I know. And the fact that the science has fallen apart, Bill, only proves the point that this is not just a scientific debate. It never was a scientific debate. It was a coup that had really no relation to science, except they just use that as a convenient excuse. Mm-hmm. The fact that all these positions are being reversed now is not changing the political narrative one iota.
Right.
They're just not paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And I've actually talked to people about this already. Straight to their face, and they say, oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah. Like, no, that's it. Well, that's the deal. I mean, there's just so much force on this. This is like, you know, we just traveled across the country, went through 12 states, Patrick, and it was interesting. You know, mask, no mask kind of attitude I would say, the predominant red states or red-influenced areas that we went through. No mask. I mean, people were just, you know, in Utah in particular, one restaurant said, we're just rebels, you know. And so, you know, and the bottom line is, you know, I go back to what we've been taught, speaking of, you know, scientists and teachers and all that. We were taught as kids that we breathe in oxygen, which comes from plants. We breathe out carbon dioxide to feed the plants. And now all of a sudden we're hindering that process by keeping a mask on all the time. How does that make sense?
Yeah, makes no sense at all, does it?
Well, I mean, are we ending up, some doctors have said that we're opening ourselves up to some deleterious medical problems down the road if we continue with this.
Well, we are. It's going to create a pandemic of its own. But nobody's acknowledging this yet, except, of course, for the doctors that are actually treating patients. They're screaming bloody murder right now, but nobody's listening.
What's showing up, Patrick? We've got about 20 seconds.
What you say? What's showing up?
Yeah, what's showing up? What are the doctors sounding the alarm over specifically?
That the whole thing is just a sham. We need to take these masks off, and we need to stop the social distancing and put schools back in business and quit destroying our economic system in the process.
Patrick Wood has been our guest. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nominee on Capitol Hill this morning, the president's Supreme Court choice, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, appearing on the Hill for meetings with Republican lawmakers, accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence, who defended the administration's efforts to get her confirmed ahead of the election.
We believe the Senate has an opportunity leader for a fair and respectful consideration, a hearing. We urge our Democrat colleagues in the Senate to take the opportunity to meet with Judge Barrett.
The National Guard has been deployed in Cleveland ahead of tonight's first presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. The Cleveland mayor says the Guard was brought in to assist local assets and to make sure any protests are handled in a peaceful way. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, this past weekend, quite the event. Two events, interestingly, in California, around the world for that matter, that was taking place. One of the ones that you heard many times here on the show with Jonathan Cahn and with Pastor Kevin Jessup was the return and the admonition of the event was for a day of prayer and fasting, a time for us to repent and turn to God, obviously, because of, I say obviously, for those that are willing to see, the obvious signs that are before us right now, and that is the moral decline, the chaos of our culture. You know, some have said, okay, this just happens, it'll come and it'll go. You know, if we look back in history, there's been other nations that have thought the same thing and didn't realize that it was none other than the hand of God trying to get our attention and shaking the foundations of our governments and our society to get our attention to say, look at, you guys got it all wrong. And what you are on the brink of is an impending judgment. Our next guest, Charles Krismeyer, is with us. He's an attorney, a radio host. And he's relating the question that many people are asking as they see all this that we're dealing with, whether it's a pandemic, chaos in the streets, destruction, social injustice, all this riotous and lawless behavior. And people are saying, okay, what's next here, Charles? You know, what are we looking at?
If we look at the scriptures, we know that one of the premier characteristics of the time immediately before the second coming of Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah, HaMashiach, the Holy One of Israel, is that there will be lawlessness on the earth. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be just before the second coming of Christ. In fact, the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist himself, is known as the Lawless One. Therefore, we should expect that lawlessness will prevail on the earth, and increasingly so, as we see that time approaching. So many people are looking at the salvation of the United States as a political entity. And I love my country. I have, since I was 10 years of age, known every patriotic song, have more patriotic ties than probably anybody in the universe. On the other hand, we've had the memory of a godly heritage renewed to us over the past 25 years, but the unfortunate thing is that we refused to submit to the God of that heritage. Therefore, we are collectively become a lawless people. So that, Bill, this may come as a shock to you and your listeners, but the most hated word in the church today is the word obey. Yes. It's deemed a four-letter word.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, no doubt. I mean, God made it real clear, you know, going back to the, I keep saying, you know, go back to the book of Genesis and the conversation between God and Cain. It was real simple. He says, you know, if you do right, well, then that go well for you.
Right.
And, you know, and that is echoed through the millennia. And, you know, if you don't come back to that question that God asked Cain, well, then you have the America, you have the world that is ripe for judgment. And there have been signs already and warnings. As Jonathan Kahn pointed out in his book, in both books, in Harbinger and Harbinger 2, is that we're in a 19-year cycle. 19 years ago, we had the shaking of 9/11. People scrambled to the church and thinking, okay, I'm going to look up. My redemption must be drawing nigh here. I'm going to go to the church for answers. And sadly, by and large, the church was ill-prepared to lead what was really, you talk about Jesus saying, hey, look out there, look at the harvest. It is ripe for the picking. All we need is harvesters that are willing to do the Lord's bidding. And sadly, you know, and I don't mean to sound overcritical, but you can look at the opportunity and the lost opportunity and see the results of what happened. And it really lies at, I believe, the doorstep of America's churches or the world's churches for that matter to really pick up the ball. And, you know, God just handed it to the churches and it fell through the wayside. And here we are. I mean, you know, we were judged. There was no repentance. And I believe that's why it didn't revival didn't happen then. Although many people, Charles, as you recall, at that time thought, well, you know, the response here, maybe revival will be ignited. And we maybe had 2-3 weeks of some passion and emotion and fervor and some spiritual sensitivity. But that fell by the wayside, sadly.
Well, indeed it has. In fact, we can go back earlier than that, to April 5th, 1993. One of the most amazing cover stories in Time magazine ever printed. On the front cover was a cross. In the lower right-hand corner were these words, "The generation that forgot God."
Wow.
It was not talking about the generation that was going to forget God. It was talking about the generation that already had forgotten God. And that was April 5th, 1993. This was immediately following Gulf War I, when again people were flooding back to churches. It was a patriotic moment. People were putting yellow ribbons all over trees and everywhere. There was a euphoria in the country, but also fear, great fear, but not fear of God, fear of man, fear of what was going to happen. So Time magazine did a cover story on this. It was called The Church Search. They said, Americans are flooding back to church, but church will never again be the same. Would you like to know why?
Why?
Because Americans are looking for a custom-made God, mm-hmm. one made in their own image. That was the assessment of Time magazine, a liberal news magazine, in 1993, a message you could not hear from the pulpits of America, so God had to speak through us through the mouth of a donkey.
Yeah, exactly. And then how much longer after that, 10 years or so, you have the President of the United States making the declaration that America is no longer a Christian nation?
Well, that's absolutely right. And we're parading around the world saying, you know, how great Islam is. But it was George W. Bush who said that immediately after 9/11, the very first thing he said was that Muslims, Christians, and Jews all worship the same God. But he wasn't willing to leave it at that. Within 2 weeks, he was proclaiming that all religions worship the same God, which means he himself was not a born-again Christian, which his wife finally admitted, saying, I don't know anything about this allegation that my husband is a born-again Christian. But evangelicals were so desirous of having a crusader on their behalf that they were willing to overlook virtually every instance that would indicate that he was not the man that would lead us into a spiritual revival in America. So our problem is not that the pagans should become like Christians, which is what all the National Days of Prayer, the solemn assemblies and so on for the last 40 years have been about.
Mm-hmm.
If the pagans would just become like we Christians are supposed to be, then we could have four cars in every garage with happily ever after and experience the American dream as never before. But God keeps saying, if my people wouldn't just pray, but turn from their own wicked ways. We don't agree with that assessment. Therefore, we put ourselves back in exactly the same place that Adam and Eve were in the garden, with the question that Satan presented at that time, hath God said?
Really said.
And our answer is just like Eve's was, yes, but. That's why we have no revival after all of these prayers and all of these years. And if indeed we're on the near edge of the second coming, with people increasingly believe that to be the case, then it behooves us then not to indulge so much in national days of prayer in that sense, the way we have, but actually to begin to look at ourselves
exactly.
and to prepare the way of the Lord in our own hearts and in our own lives. Otherwise, we will all be susceptible to the massive deception coming upon the earth through a counterfeit Christ figure who the prophet Daniel said will gain the kingdom by flattery.
You know, and your admonition is so pointed. We've been saying for a long time here, Chuck, that the attitude should be that if revival should come, let it be through me. Go be a revival of one. You know, start it yourself.
Exactly.
You know, we've got more from Charles Krismeyer after this. Stay with us.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so that you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Charles Krismeyer is with us, founder president of Save America Ministries, is a former trial lawyer for 20 years, who has pastored now for 37 years. Chuck brings a prophetic word of wooing and warning to our troubled world. His brand new book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. Even Billy Graham, before his passing, which was a bit unusual because in my understanding and knowledge and experience and having worked a major crusade in Los Angeles back in the mid-80s, Dr. Graham was very consistent. He was an evangelist. It was all about Jesus. It was all about the cross. It was about salvation. Very rarely did he speak. I didn't recall during his ministry that he made any reference to the prophetic, by and large. That was not his focus. That was not the lane that God had determined for him. But even before his passing, Chuck, he said, these are the last of the last days. So he could see the signs, and the signs are there if we have eyes to see. And we know that in the last of the last days, as you had mentioned in the first segment, this opens up a portal for the Antichrist. And the Antichrist is soon, I believe, and very soon to be identified. But we need to understand what are the things that we need to look for in this coming imposter that you write about.
Well, it is true about Dr. Billy Graham, and he was focused on evangelism. By the way, I think I was there with you in the 1980s with that crusade.
Okay.
There in Los Angeles. So that links us together in some
yes.
way. But here's the situation. We are told by the scriptures, Jesus, the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, the Apostle John, all warn about the very same spirit that will prevail just before the second coming. It will be a spirit of deception. Jesus, 2 days before his crucifixion, was asked by his disciples what would be the sign of his coming and the end of the age. And the very first thing he said there in Matthew 24 was, take heed that no man deceive you. But he didn't leave it there. He upped the ante several times in the very same chapter. And finally, he said, look, I need to tell you how great this deception is going to be. It's going to be so great that if the very small remnant elect, they themselves could possibly be deceived. Now, we don't like to think that way because we've been led to believe that if we once make a confession, we're in like Flint, don't have to be concerned about anything, which, by the way, undoes, makes moot every single warning of Scripture concerning the Antichrist because they're all to Christians. Mm-hmm. All the warnings of the Scripture are to believers, not to pagans or unbelievers, because, as Jesus said, they're condemned already.
Exactly.
So, therefore, we are the ones that need to be prepared. When Jesus was coming the first time, the Lord, God, sent forth John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord. Who did he send him to? The pagans? No. He sent him to God's people, the chosen ones. Why? Because they were not prepared. And he said, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight paths for your feet. God is saying exactly the same thing to us. In fact, in Malachi chapter 4, God, in his great mercy and his compassion, knowing what was going to happen in these end times, said, look, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, that's the second coming when God, Jesus comes to judge the earth in righteousness, before that time, God, in his mercy and compassion, will send forth the spirit of Elijah the prophet to call the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the fathers. Why is that necessary? Well, just look at what's happening in America today and across the world. Fatherless, even according to secular sociologists, fatherlessness has become the number one social issue in the country, and such that every other statistic socially is emanating from fatherlessness. Do you think God knew what was up? Do you think he knew? These are the times. By the way, that's why I wrote the book, Hearts of the Fathers, Leaving a Legacy That Lasts, just a couple of years ago. So here we are on the near edge of the second coming. We see the signs. We have to be blind in one eye and refuse to see out of the other to not see what is happening right in front of our eyes. Deception is there. Seduction is there. And like the prophet Daniel said, he will gain the kingdom by flattery. Doesn't that sound an awful lot like a politician today?
Oh, without a
doubt. Scratching the itching ears, telling us what we want to hear? Well, that's exactly what many of our pastors are doing for the pulpits. They're afraid of the people, they're afraid of the culture, and they're pandering to the secular forces, the culture of the day, because they fear man more than they fear God. So I'm weaving together a whole lot of things here in the few minutes that we have to help us to see that this is that moment of time when we need to be shaken. The Bible says that everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. If we think, like what happened on the Feast of Trumpets back at Mount Sinai, when the trumpet sounded, the entire mount shook and was on fire. The book of Hebrews tells us in these end times, the whole world is going to experience that. So when we see Yom Kippur having just taken place, which is called the Day of Judgment in the Hebrew calendar, we should take that seriously and realize, look, all of those things that happened to Israel happened for our example,
exactly.
As the Apostle Paul said, unto whom the ends of the world are come. Take heed, therefore, that what happened to them does not happen to you. And so that's where we are. It's a time of wooing and warning because of God's mercy and his grace, his enabling power to enable us to walk righteously before him and to repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Chuck, this is why when I decided, and I felt like God had called me back to radio, I'd been in the radio business for many years in the latter 60s and through the 80s, and stepped away from the microphone. But then I was a juvenile. I was playing music and, you know, contemporary radio and in L.A., and stepped away and then, you know, went on to run radio stations and build up sales teams and all that sort of thing. And then a dear friend of mine in Los Angeles was diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer. Rich Buehler, you may know him. And so while Rich was recovering, he asked me, and his wife asked, hey, could you help me out and cover the show for us? And, you know, here it is. I had to laugh because I, okay, God, you know, what is this? You know, I did go back and I did get my degree in theology. And here it is. God was calling me to now not a microphone of playing music, but a microphone of talk radio, and one with that had been so well established in Los Angeles. But in coming back, the thing that I was most impressed with, that I felt that the Spirit of God had impressed upon me, that it's about the truth. And you know, that was further exampled and encouraged in me with Del Tackett out of Focus on the Family, Dr. Tackett, and his presentation on the Truth Project. And it really sealed it for me. And what you're saying, again, rings so powerfully with me, and reminds me again of just how important the truth is. And when, you know, the apostle wrote to say, having done all to stand, keep standing. Well, there's going to be shaking taking place. And if you're not anchored in the truth, truly anchored in the truth, boy, you're going to feel the reverberations of the shaking much more dramatically than someone who is trusting in God Almighty.
That's why we need to be prepared as believers for how to identify the coming imposter. That's the byline of the book,
yes,
of the Antichrist, because most people, when they think of that, they think of the mark of the beast. Mm. Well, that involves a whole lot of speculation and sensationalism. Mm. We do talk about that in this book, but that's not what the book is about. The book is about me. It's about you. It's about why it is that we need to be able to identify the coming imposter and how to go about doing that. Mm-hmm. The prophet Daniel gives us many clues. The apostle Paul, the apostle John, the apostle Peter, they all give us clear understanding of what this fella is going to look like. And quite frankly, he's going to look an awful lot like a Christian Pied Piper for a while.
Right.
He's going to make everything look great. Mm-hmm. In a time of great chaos and great crisis of the earth, he's going to look like the best thing since sliced bread.
He's going to be the answer, right?
Seduce people. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as you say, the charm and influence of this imposter will be it'll be somewhat miraculous to where people will think, well, God has to be behind this guy, or he wouldn't be doing he wouldn't be able to execute the feats and what would seem on the realm of supernatural, right?
Right. And remember how Deborah Birx, there, Dr. Fauci's cohort, made the statement how shocking. She made it on national television. How shocking we were, she said, that the American people would submit so clearly and quickly to all of our restrictions. Well, if that didn't make a statement to pastors and people around the world that we, the people, are so easily seduced.
Yes.
We are so easily seduced. We're seduced by fear. And fear has torment. And if we don't have the kind of faith that the Bible is calling us to, we will be seduced by fear. And that will bring us under the thumb of the counterfeit Christ, a very dangerous thing indeed.
Well, without a doubt, and we're reminded of what Karl Marx said. Karl Marx, all he needed was 1% to control the 99. Statements like that in our history remind us, and it's all, you know, like you say, the information's out there, so what are we going to do with it? Charles Krismeyer has been our guest. His book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter, will be linked on our website. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it. God bless.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the